And Noah did everything that God said to do. Noah wasn't like, but God, you have to be unapologetically obedient to the word that he gives you. You cannot be half-stepping. On this episode of A Great Life, we'll be discussing obedience and why when you do what God tells you to do, exactly how he tells you to do it, his word comes to life in your life. What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life podcast. I'm your creator and host, Paris Chardet, and I'm super excited that you're here. A Great Life is a listening space that explores growth and fresh perspective through God's word. Because the way I see it is simple. The process is always the same. It just looks a little bit different based on where you are, what you know, and what you got. But regardless of it all, you deserve to live a great life. So welcome, welcome. Now, it's interesting because we all know what obedience means, right? It's to comply. It's to do exactly what is told of you to do. If your boss says, go print me 5 pieces of paper with X, Y, and Z on it, and you come back with 3, that is not obedience. But when you come back with exactly what they asked for, you are being obedient. And when people are obedient, great things can happen for them because they're showcasing they're capable of not only taking direction, but trusting the guidance of the person who's giving the direction. Now, it is my belief that obedience truly shines all throughout the Bible, really. But for today, I'd like to explore the story of Noah. Now, if you don't know the story of Noah, Noah lived in a time where God perceived the hearts of men to be evil. This was also a time where angels were having children with women, and those children were being seen as heroes to men. And so he decided he's going to flood the earth. But there was one person in particular who had favor with the Lord because he was a righteous man, and his name was Noah. I also think it's cool to note that Noah was also the direct descendant of Enoch, whom was so righteous, God just took him. And Methuselah, who is considered the oldest living person in the Bible. Now, God has favor for Noah because Noah is a righteous man. God comes to Noah and he tells him, he says, Noah, I'm going to flood the earth. So what I need you to do is I need you to make this big old ark. And God gives him all the measurements of the ark. And he tells him that he's going to send every animal that has the breath of life. There will be 2, 1 male, 1 female, because God is going to destroy and cleanse the earth and everything that has the breath of life in it, except Noah, his wife, his sons, and their wives. And what I love about this story is that it says, and Noah did everything that God said to do. So here's this man. God comes to him and says, I'm going to flood the earth. I'm going to kill everything that has the breath of life in it except you and your family. And what I need you to do is I need you to build this ark just like this. I need you to be prepared because these animals are going to come, and that's what I need you to do. And it says Noah did everything he said to do. Noah wasn't like, but God, I'm already so many hundred years old. You want me to build an ark? He didn't have no talk back. He just did what God said to do. And then once the rains started and it was time for the ark to be closed, it says, and God closed the door. I thought that was profound, that God not only sent the animals came on their own, but he also shut the door, made sure he was safe, because God is a God of promise. If he says it, it will be done. So the earth floods 40 days and 40 nights, nonstop rain. It would be 150 days on that boat with all them animals until the boat would come to a stop on a mountaintop. Now, just because the waters was receding didn't mean you could get out the boat. The whole earth is flooded. I mean, the story talks about how the waters were so high, it came up so many cubic feet above the tallest mountains of the world. So after 40 days and 40 nights of nonstop rain, being on a boat with all these animals and creepy things that creepeth and everything with the breath of life and your family, Noah begins to send out a bird to see if there's land. So he sends a bird out 1 week. Bird comes back. That means there's no land. Sends a bird out another week. Bird come back. Do you know how frustrating this has to be? First of all, let's keep it real. This process has to be extremely frustrating. But because Noah is being obedient to God, he just does what needs to be done. Eventually, he sends a bird out. It comes back with an olive tree branch. After another week or so, he sends another bird out and it doesn't come back. Because the bird didn't come back, Noah now knew that there was land that could actually be walked on. Even though that there was proof of land, Noah still didn't get off of the boat until God said, get off of the boat. And the beautiful thing is, because of Noah and his sons, they begin to create the new nations on the earth. Now, why am I telling you this story? When God gives a word over your life, you have to be unapologetically obedient to the word that he gives you. There's no negotiating with God. It's either left or it's right. You're either in or you're out. You have to do what God tells you to do. You cannot be half-stepping. God told Noah, hey, it's you, your family, that's it, and these animals. He didn't say, well, what about my friends? Well, what about this person over here? Well, can we at least bring the net? There was no negotiation. He just did everything God told him to do. And that choice offset the promise of God. And we should all be so grateful for that obedience, because that obedience also led to the Lord saying he would never destroy us like that ever again. And we get to see that promise all the time in the form of a rainbow. Every time it get to rain and it get a little cloudy up in them skies, we see that beautiful rainbow. And that covenant was only able to be created because of one righteous man who decided to be obedient. What could your obedience offset? We're all considered nations in our own right, because through us, mighty things are birthed through the power of God when we allow ourselves to walk a righteous path. Through obedience, God is birthing women of fire and poise. Through obedience, God is birthing men of valor and high position. Through obedience, nations are being created. Ideas that shift perspective and hearts and bring people back to the kingdom are being manifested. Through obedience, people are being healed. Things are shifting. Things can change. Chains can be broken off of your families. There's situations out here where some people just need to be obedient to the doctor that God sent them to. Because sometimes God's direction comes indirectly. Some of you want to be healed and removed from medications and things of that nature. And I can speak to this because I've seen it with my own eyes. When all you have to do is be obedient to the directions, work out 30 minutes a day, stop eating the candy, stop eating the bread, create a new lifestyle for yourself, and it would eliminate medications and all sorts of ailments in your body. But instead, I really like my candy and my sugary bread and I'm not changing nothing about myself. Well, that's being disobedient, because God promises us such peace in this life. Jesus died on the cross so that we could prosper and not be burdened by things that are beneath us. Some of us are just a direction away from the greatness we know is meant for us. No, obedience isn't going to be the most comfortable thing. No, you're not always going to feel like doing it. But God is a great father. And it is a parent's nature to want you to always be the best version of you that you can be. It's like when you're a teenager and your parents say, no, you can't go to that party. And you're like, everyone's against me. And maybe you sneak out and go to that party anyway. And then you get exposed to drinking and all of these worldly things that your parent is just trying to keep you away from because they know that it's not going to serve you. Obey your mother and father so that your days will be long. We walk a righteous path so that our days can be long. We do what God tells us to do. We follow how Jesus lived. We choose to crucify our flesh and to speak life over ourselves instead of death. We do all of these things that God has shown us and planted in us so that our days can be long, so that we can live the most prosperous, most peaceful, most sound life possible. Because that is our gift in this world. Like in the story of Noah, people didn't get the opportunity because they was just destroyed. And then prior to Jesus coming, people just had to live with the guilt and the shame. There was no savior. There was no filter in between. It just was what it was. But now we have so much freedom and God wants us all to have it. So if you're lacking obedience in your life anywhere, according to God's will in your life, this is your friendly reminder to do what you know to do. Your Father in heaven wants you to be the best version of you that you could possibly be. He doesn't want you out here suffering. He doesn't want you not having. He doesn't want your bank account to suffer. He doesn't. He's planted greatness in you. And when you do what you need to do, you birth great things. And when you birth great things, it blesses other people so they can birth great things. And so on and so on and so on and so on. But most of all, it blesses you. It's not always going to be easy, but it's necessary because you got things to do. Stop putting yourself in these crazy scenarios. You know you don't need to be doing X, Y, and Z. Ask yourself, what would Jesus do? And if he would do the contrary to what you're about to do, then you need to do what Jesus would do. So be obedient. Because you deserve to live a great life. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. I truly pray this episode has blessed you. For more Great Life, head over to madebypair.com and join my newsletter and blogging community where I send you a midweek dose of inspo every 2 weeks. And if you'd like to support this podcast and channel, make sure you subscribe. And tell a friend. Well, that's all for today, folks. God bless. Don't stress. It's Pebris. Peace. Reimagine your reality in 30 nights with the Nightly Affirmation Journal. Order today at madebypair.com. A Great Life Podcast. Brought to you by Made by Pair.